Simon Tov Tezvav, Sif Dalad. The Mechaber says, when you put down the Erev Tchumen, Mirabracha, Shekshanu, Ritzvayis, Ritzvanu, Al Mitzvahs Erev. Now, even though it's possible, you choose not to walk out of your wisdom 2,000 Amos and Shabbos, therefore the Erev won't be important, it'll be relevant. Mishnah Berurah says, still, it's appropriate to say Ritzvanu, because it's similar to my Shechita, that you don't have to shech the animals if you don't want to eat meat, but you still make a bracha, because now you're shech the animal, and now you're going to be allowed to eat the meat, Al Pi Hashem. So same thing with Tzivanu, to make an Erev, or if you have the option of walking out of the original Tchum Shabbos, the additional 2,000 Amos that the Erev allows you in that direction. Then after making the bracha, you say, B'zeh, Erev, this Erev, Yemut Elish, Yemut from me, Leich, to go and welcome plenty from this place, Apayim Amos, 2,000 Amos, the Kol Ruach, in every direction. If you're doing it for a group of people, you say, Yemut Elish, plenty, plenty, Yemut for so-and-so, or B'nei Mokum plenty, the people of a certain place. Which the Brewer says that Levush has in the Nusach, that you say, Yemut Elish, L'mochar, Yemut Elish, tomorrow. If you're doing it for multiple weeks, let's say for all the weeks of the year, you say the Chol Shabbos Hashanah for all the weeks of the year. Now, if you don't make the bracha, just say this B'zeh Erev, this Nusach, it still works. But if you don't say the B'zeh Erev, if you don't say this Nusach, then the Erev does not work. However, Mishnah Berurah says, you don't say these exact words. If you say, hey, Zeh Erev, this should be an Erev, that's also good enough. And not only that, if you're Ma'ar Baraglov, by being at that place, Ma'ar Shmashas, then just thinking is good enough. You don't have to say anything. If Ma'ar Bapas, you do have to say something, but saying, hey, Zeh Erev, might be sufficient as well. And based on that, the Sharatzian declares the Shiloh that maybe making the bracha without saying the Nusach could also work, because saying the bracha of Amitzah's Erev is the same thing as saying Yehezel Erev, since you don't have to say the exact words of the Nusach. So anything you say, as long as some Amira indicating that you want to make Erev Tchumim over here for Shabbos, that will be sufficient. Simon Tov Tazayin. Halach is Erev Tchumim, you have a Yom Tov next to a Shabbos. The Machaber says a Yom Tov next to a Shabbos, a Yom Tov is on Erev Shabbos, or a Yom Tov is on Sunday. Well, let's discuss a different case. You have the first 2 days of Sukkot, or Shmei Atzeres Chas Tera, or the first last days of Pesach, or 2 days of Shavuos. Then Eretzurah will only keep 1 day. But when the Chutz Laretz, because fake at the end, you keep a second day. So if you want, you can make two different Erev Tchumens in two different directions. And each day be Semach on a different one. Or have Erev Tchumen choose 1 day, and the other day, just be like the people from your city and have any Erev Tchumen. Could you work with two separate days separately? It's two Kedushas, we treat them separately. The Mishnah Berurah says that you don't even have to decide before Shabbos or before Yom Tov which one you're using. As long as you set them both up to potentially have them, you can decide Friday night or on low Yom Tov which one you want to use. Then once you picked one, you can't turn around and use the other one or use none of them. But until you make a decision, the decision does not have to be made before Shabbos Yom Tov. It can be made on Shabbos Yom Tov. As long as you have the money to put it down, this Erev Tchumen should work for the Shabbos or Yom Tov or whatever it is. And then on Shabbos Yom Tov, make a decision. We say Yesh Bera by the Rabbanon. And retrospect, Huvar Adal Mafreya, it's inspired Mafreya, which one was the real one, which is the correct Erev Tchumen for this day. But the Shulchan Aruch says, the Machaber says, only by Shnei Yom Tov Shigolis, either Shabbos next to Yom Tov, or Yom Tov Shigolis, Sfik Diyem, like we just discussed. But let's say the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah falls out, for example, Thursday, Friday. So even though compared to Shabbos, they're considered separate, but to each other, they're considered one. We have a cloud called Yom Aruchta. For Rosh Hashanah, we treat L'chumra like one long day. It's Kiyem Echad, the Machaber's Lashon is. And therefore, you cannot make two different Erevim for 2 different days. Nor can you say that I want the Erev to work for 1 day of Rosh Hashanah and the other day to build my city. Rather, you have to make one decision for all of the whole Rosh Hashanah and treat it together. And Mechabes is the person who can also make Erev Tchumen and say, I want to work for this week and not for next week. You only make it for 1 week. You know, physically still be around next week, but only want to take effect this week. Or the opposite, you can put it down and say, I don't want it for this week, but only want it for next week. Or if Shabbos is not for Yom Tov, or vice versa, Yom Tov not for Shabbos. Just you want it to be for future weeks, you have to make sure that when that week, that Shabbos starts, that Yom Tov starts, Me'ash Moshes, the air, the physical air, put down, the food you put down, still kaim, still there. Especially for many weeks at a time, Mishnah Berurah, you have to check out, I'm up on that, maybe it got rotten, maybe it got wormy, moldy, and it's not good anymore, it's very common, especially in the summer, it's hot outside, or maybe it got lost, not there anymore, just have to check up on it, be up to date, make sure the Erev Tchumen is there for you. Then you can always decide on Shabbos, you know what, I want, with my prayer at the beginning of Shabbos, I should be using the Erev Tchumen and not be using the Kinyan Shvi'ah of the people from my city.